Good morning. That's a nice start. It's going to be a little bit of a psychological journey. So it's about Exodus. So God put this on my heart last year, and what he really likes to wake me up in the middle of the night and then tell me all the stories and thoughts and everything. And then on the next day, I have to write down. And this is what happened last year. And it is really surprised what he said and what he shared, because I never ever thought about from that side of this story. So it was something new, even for me. And we know the story that when Joseph was ruling in Egypt, then the Jews moved to Egypt, and then they stayed there. But when Joseph died, a new pharaoh came to the country, and he didn't know about Joseph. And he didn't know why the Jews are still here, and why during the years they absolutely multiplied as a slaves. And the pharaoh really wanted to protect his land, and he made them slaves. The slaves means they were beaten, they were humiliated, they were absolutely rejected by the Egyptian. And I never thought about it, what was that 400 years, what they actually spent there in Egypt and what they went through as slaves. So I just thought about what I went through in my life. And I said, I was beaten. And I don't know if any of you was beaten any time in your life, but I was beaten when I was young. And my father just took off the leather belt. And then even just because I was very loud, and I just laughed too loud with my brother in the house, he just hit us all the time. And in the school, when we went on the next day, we just couldn't sit on our bottom. It's either the right side or either the left side. We just couldn't do it. And that was until we were 14. And that was absolutely normal in a Hungarian family in Hungary in that time. So, humiliation. Since I moved to England, I changed a lot. I was absolutely rejected by the English people. Whenever I went, they just couldn't accept me because I was a foreigner, or because I couldn't speak the language very well, I don't know. When I went to a toddler group, I just started to talk to the moms, and when they realized that I'm a foreigner, they just moved to the other side of the room, and they didn't talk to me anymore when I went there. And all these things happened while I was here, and even in the workplace, and plus family issues as well, and it just completely changed my life, this rejection. I'm not talking about or against England, because I got a lot of plus from England, a lot of plus, which made me more understand our culture in Hungary and everything what's going on, especially in the families. I mean, most of the people divorce because they don't love each other. The love is just not what love here in the family. It's just so different. When a guy got married to a woman, it's just so normal that wants to live his life with that woman. And the woman don't forced to work 40 hours, what they used to do before they give birth. So it's a very, very different cultural things. But rejection changed my life in a very bad way. I mean, I just wasn't myself anymore. It's like I was dying or something like that. And I couldn't believe that I can do anything ever again in my life. And it changed my self-image, my self-esteem. And I just became very silent and didn't talk much with people anymore. And as slaves, the Jews went through the same thing. It wasn't their land. They were absolutely rejected. and in pain all the time. And now I understand this story much better than before. I mean, a slave doesn't have any future, no destination, nothing. They're slaves. They just do what they're told. And I just look what a slave is in a dictionary on the computer, and a person who is the legal property another and forced to obey them. The slave is to be owned by another person. A slave is a human being classed as property and who is forced to work for nothing, has no personal freedom. And without any identity or future plan, I mean, they just went to work every single day for nothing. I mean, the food was a very, very poor portion. I mean, there was not enough for the whole day work. And they didn't work just 40 hours a week. They work all day. And I thought about the children, I mean, the new generation, what they thought. This is our life, this is my life. When I grew up, this is what I wanna, this is what I wanna, basically I will do for the Egyptians. And what they went through mentally is just awful. I mean, not talking about the disappointment or fear or anger or anything like that. It's a mentally sickness what they went through, absolutely. And when the parents just went home, I think the children saw nothing, just a very tired people who were beaten again and bloody somewhere in their body. And this is the next day and the next day and the next day. It's always the same day, every single day. There's no way out. They didn't have any hope. But God did something, which I will go back later on. They came out from Egypt in a very irregular way, full with miracles. I mean, amazing miracles. I think there's no journey like this in the whole history. I mean, it was just full of miracles. God just did it and said, I will protect you, I will deliver you from this land. But what happened in that 400 years? When they came out, they went to a desert and they walked to the promised land. But the journey was itself, they said, 2.5 weeks. Well, let's say a whole month. But they couldn't do it. They couldn't make it. And a lot of preacher saying that they didn't have faith. Well, I dig in it a little bit deeper, and I find that a little bit different. They're celebrating when they came out. They were singing and worshiping God. But then, the first problem arisen, they couldn't do anything with their new life, with that freedom. It takes time. It's not 2.5 weeks, or 3 weeks, or 4 weeks. They have to go through a journey with God. So I think God never ever planned them to stay there and just walk through the promised land like that in 3 weeks' time, because that was absolutely impossible. I mean, just put a homeless person to a castle. What the homeless person will do? They probably will eat a lot and, you know, change clothes or something, but mentally here, he won't be able to accept that new life in just like that, in a moment. Needs time, need to be healed mentally as well, and need to be ready for that new life. And the Jews needed to grieve first, grieve what they went through, and that takes time. This is what a lot of people want to miss or ignore, that the grieving time, well, from the psychological side, is between 1 and 3 years. That's the healthy way to do it. But of course, from slavery, I think it's a different time, but not forever. And I will get there. So mentally, they have to be ready for their new life. And that's why they went through a lot of things in the desert. I mean, every single day was a different day and different things to learn. That was a very good story. It's in a prison It's a true story. I don't know the name of the movie, but the whole thing was in a prison. And there was a Liberian guy who worked with the books all the time. And this Liberian guy, after 30 or 40 years, just left the prison because that was his time. He had no relatives, no friends. He lost connection with anybody during that time while he was in a prison. And then he went out, went to his flat, what he used to have, and then just sit down and looked around and didn't know what to do with his life. And then he hanged himself after a few days because just didn't know what to do with that new life. I mean, mentally, he had to go through first a grieving time and then take it, the new life. But he has a friend as well in the prison, and he came out on the same day and he started a new life. After a while, he didn't give up. Miracles, it's a very interesting thing. A lot of Christians waiting for miracles to happen because they think the miracles will save their life, or they'll take them to a new level of faith, or a better understanding of the Bible or God. But we see that here, that we are human and we stay human. Miracles happening one day, and then next day come. And that it was forgotten. They forgot it. What they did is complaining all the time that why we eat this manna again, why we are here. We should go back to Egypt. That was a much better life for us than here. We got food and everything, and they just couldn't take their new life. They just complained all the time. And that the whole thing brought something up. The Jews was full with anger. I mean, most of them, of course, what they went through. They could say, okay, we are here, but where were you in that time when we were there in Egypt? Where were you? We are too broken now. We can't take it now. It's the end. I mean, we can't go further. They needed time and they needed healing. But this anger, when you're really, really angry, it's just getting more and more anger in you for the whole time. And then it just comes out in a way. They needed to forgive to the Pharaoh, to the Egyptian, and to God maybe, and for themselves as well, for everything what they're going through. I mean, I was very, very angry for God for many, many years, whatever I went through and what happened in my life. And I didn't want to forgive him, not at all. I mean, I even threw my Bible to the window and I said, I won't. I just can't take it. It was too much. I can move on. And then God let it happen. And that anger came out. And most of the Christians keep a lot of things inside them. They don't give it out. They don't talk about it. And I think it's very, very important to discuss that with somebody, or at least ask help. If you fall with anger or this forgiveness problems, because it's very, very important to go through this and be healed completely. They complained all the time, and I complained all the time to God. And then something happened in my life, and he crushed me completely one day, and that was just a way of healing. I mean, that wall, what was in front of me, just crashed down the whole thing. And something happened in my heart, and I felt it that I can breathe again. And I didn't do anything, I didn't make a decision in my heart. It just happened, because I was holding something very, very tight. And these Jews went through the same thing, and even more mental problems. The anger and all what they went through spiritually and physically as well brought something with it, a negative attitude. This is very, very common. after such a life, what they went through as slaves. And this negative attitude can basically stay there in the desert forever, and it did. I have a friend, I know her 30 years or 40 years, and she was always negative from the beginning. She got different sicknesses, she was up and down all the time, and the doctors couldn't help her, they didn't know what's the problem. And then one day they find out, but they said it's not treatable. So basically it means you live 40, 50 years, and then slowly, 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 you will die at the end. And I talked to her many times that she should be a little bit positive, more positive, and how to do it, and what to do, just step by step, just small steps each time, but she couldn't do it. She always complained, and actually she was very angry for me that I wanted to help her. And she's still saying all the time that I will die, and nothing will be successful in my life. And it's very, very, very hard for me to talk to her because she can accept that. That is first a forgiveness. And also, if she just change a little bit in her mind and make a decision that he will stop being that negative from now on, and just take a little step further and further and further. Psychologically, to be changed and to be a different thoughts from negative to positive is 33 days. So this is the time what they said you have to write down or repeat every single day certain things, what you're negative in. So move it to a more positive. And then after 33 days, your thoughts will change, and it will be more positive, slowly and slowly and slowly. And I said to her many times what to do and how to do, and no, and he was fighting with me like I would be her enemy. And Caleb and Joshua was different, and of course Moses was different. But they even forgot all the miracles and everything what happened in Egypt, because they just made a golden cow, and they worshiped the golden cow. So this is how miracles, yes, miracles happening still, and it can change your life, but you won't remember after a certain time. I mean, I saw an angel and he healed me, but whatever I'm going through now, in 20 years later, that doesn't help me. So I just give up to waiting for miracles, because a lot of Christians who got saved waiting for miracles to happen, and then something will happen in my life, but it will never come, because it doesn't come through miracles. It comes to a decision that what you make in your heart, that you will follow Jesus. And they walk around the same mountain for 40 years. And a lot of Christians walking around the same mountain for years and years and years. And they don't realize we're still walking around the same mountain. And we don't go anywhere. We just stay there and just walking around. And if you stay there forever with your negative attitude and whatever happened in your past, that will never get made to the promised land. There is no way that you will ever go out and face with the giants in your life. There is time for the tears, and you have to. That's when the healing process starts. It comes with tears, and you have to. You have to go through that, and this is okay. This is normal. If you're angry, you have to go through that. If you're disappointed, you have to go through that. These are feelings what you have to work on and grieve first. And then when you get to that point when you say, okay, that was enough, and then you just move on, but you can't, because there is always a but in your sentence. But it was too painful, but it was too hard, But I just can't make it, because I can't. There are giants there. Look at them. We saw them. Yes, but the fight is not for us. God does the fight, and he will face with the giants. Feelings. More about feelings. We see a lot of times in the Bible that the giants of God were full with anger and fears. David, he wrote a whole book about his feelings, what he went through, and he waited to be a king. He was also in the desert for 17 years, and he was already an anointed king. But God said, no, wait. There is time when you will be a king. But this is the time what you have to go through to be ready for that position in your life. Job, he even cursed his day when he was born. He was that low, whatever he went through. And Elijah, one day a miracle man, and the other day he just went down. And he was so low, and he wanted to die. This is absolutely normal if you're Christians. You have to feel, you have to speak out, not with others, with God. But we most of the time we're just asking things and blessing and we want to do something big. But we have to talk and communicate with God in that level where we are. It doesn't matter if it's tears for years and years, then it's tears for years and years. But we have to go through that. This world doesn't want to feel anymore. They don't want to. They don't want to love each other. They're absolutely negative, and they want to destroy everything. This world just stop loving what we can see everywhere. And most of the Christian wants to be a good girl and a good boy to show that they can do it, that they're absolutely fine, and there's no problem in their life at all. I saw that many, many times in churches. They're smiling. Everything is perfect. Everything is good. But at the back, nothing is perfect for 10 years or 20 years. And they're really, really struggling with things. But because of others, they're trying to do this, put this mask on, and they're saying that everything is all right. I'm a good boy. There's no problem at all. But this is not the reality. And God wants you who you are, with your weaknesses, with your strength. However he created you, he wants you and use you who you are. There is no mistake in you at all. You're perfect in his eyes. And he knows your weaknesses. And he knows your strength, what you can do, what you're able to do. What Moses did. He knew that Moses can do it. And he will do it. Even Moses, at the beginning, we saw in the Bible, no, God, not me, somebody else, or give me a sign, because I can't do it. But he could. And you're the same. You can do it. You can face with the giants. You can fight with the giants. They will be there in your way all the time. But you can face with these giants, because God is with you and fighting for your life. When you go to church and you just put this mask on and saying that everything is all right, this doesn't mean that you don't have enough faith for something. This is not a question of faith. God hears you because he loves you, because he wants to hear you, because he wants to love you and he loves you. It's not a question of faith, whether you have or not. You just have to be yourself, who you are, and live your life like that. What Caleb and Joshua did different in their life? They could make a decision that we stop here, This is the grieving process. This is the end of it. We can't stay like here forever. We have to move on, and we will move on. And they did. They made a decision that will start their life again. They will restart everything in their life. And this is made the difference in their life. This decision that no matter what's going on, no matter if we see the giants, we will face with the giants, and we will go there, and we will get there, and we will take that promised land. And they were among the nation for 40 years. Even their heart was right, they were with the nation because they had to help for others to move on. They were the lights to tell the nations that we have to move on, we can do it. They had to encourage them all the time. And I'm sure they did, but they just stuck in there with their thoughts, whatever they went through with their past, and they stayed there. They didn't want to stay there, of course, but they just couldn't move on because they couldn't make this decision to move on. And this is where everything starts. When you go to a psychologist and you can't make decisions, you just sit there and telling everything what's in your heart, then the joy is when you get to the point when you can make a decision, because that's where your life can change and be a different. Joshua and Caleb, they were among this nation, and they walked around the same mountain 40 years with them, and they knew that they can take the promised land in a few weeks, maybe a few months, a few years' time, but not 40 years. And this nation died in front of them. They all passed away. They couldn't make it to get to the promised land. They couldn't make that decision to live again, to reach their destiny, because they had a destiny now. That was the promised land. But they couldn't get to the promised land. They couldn't believe that they can have it. Joshua and Caleb lived a long, long time in the promised land with their fights, and they were absolutely delight in the whole time in 40 years. God can use them, and He can use us anywhere, wherever we go. We just have to make a decision that we start again our life. And we won't move to the past. We won't look at the back, just as an experience what we went through. But we have to focus on our destiny, what is in front of us, what was promised from God. And they could do it. And they could do it. But they saw the others died in the desert. And this is, in this case, a very bad story, that they all died. Only the children, the new generation, could make it. And they can go to the promised land because they didn't experience that slavery, what they went through. God let happen a lot of things in our life. I don't know for what reason, but to change our hearts, to get experience in different certain things in our life. And He just wants to use those experiences to give out to the others, to feel others, to be a positive example to the others that you can make it. But the Jews couldn't make it, only Caleb and Joshua. And of course Moses, but that was a different story why he couldn't go to the promised land. Their heart was not full with faith. I'm not talking about faith things. You don't have to be small or big faith to do something. You just have to make that decision to move on and get to the promised land, because we are the light among these nations in the world, and we're shining continually. From that moment when we got saved, we're shining. We don't have to be, you don't have to ask that. We are shining, and we are the light in this world. And even in the Christians as well, we're shining continually, and we have to support each other to move on, to get that feelings out, communicate with God again, from that side as well. We just swallow down our feelings. We just swallow it down, and then everything stays in. It won't come out. It should come out. This is the proper grieving process, what you have to go through in your life. And it takes time. You can't push it further. That, oh, I want to be a giant of God. You're a giant already because you're going through a very, very hard time. And you have to go through that. But God is with you. God is with you as he was with the Jews all the time. And he even did miracles in the desert as well. There was food every single day. They didn't have to work for it. It was just there. And still, we are human. And we need mentally be ready for our new life or restart our life, whatever we went through. And this is what God showed me for the whole time. And I never ever thought about it in this way. That, I mean, I knew the numbers, that 400 years, 3 weeks, and 40 years, but I couldn't put together, I didn't see the whole picture, that what they really went through during this time. What a pain, what a disappointment, what a fear, what a panic. That's what's going to happen with me now. The promised land is far away. But that's what I thought, but it wasn't far away. It was just three weeks walking journey. But in their mind, they couldn't make it. It was just far, far from that readiness, what they should be to take the promised land. Caleb and Joshua did a very, very hard work in that 40 years. To be among a nation who's always complaining. I have this friend who I talked about earlier, and even just to talk to her 1 hour a week, what we do every single week, it's a big challenge. Because that's how that impacts your life, those negative thoughts. And then at the end, we always get to the same thing, but. And there is a fighting, you know, against me. But why you help me? You don't understand me. Yes, I understand you. That's why I want to help you. Because 30 years, we're walking around the same mountain. And we don't get anywhere. That can kill you. And the Jews said that we will certainly die here. And they did. They did. Exactly that happened, what they said. And they couldn't make it. They did. They died in the desert. And this is some kind of a message for me as well, that I was, you know, on the same mountain and walking around and around for years and years and years. And I just didn't see it. My destiny was following Jesus. But I just couldn't make it. And I didn't know for years and years. And then always something happened, you know, came on my way, or a different people in my life. And that's how the whole change started. And oh, wait a minute, I'm walking good hand the same thing. I do the same thing what the Jews did. And I said, no, I can stand up again. I can be the one who face the giants again. A lot of things will happen in our life, not just once, not just one trouble, more and more, especially now that we're going to the end of the whole thing, and Jesus comes back again. And it's not just once we have to stand up again and restart our life. We will go through this grieving process many, many times, but please just make that decision. Don't stay there. Don't stuck there. Because you have a destiny, you have a calling to do. Amen. Ask God if you don't know yet, what is it? Because you have. And he wants to use you, whoever you are. It doesn't matter what kind of person you are, or what's your strength or weakness. what's your behavior? He can use you wherever you go, and you are the light wherever you go. Amen. Because this is a fact, what was promised. So when you got saved, you're the light already. You're shining everywhere. You just have to take that light to the nations, to the world, no matter how. I mean, somebody, it's maybe a new marriage. Oh, I have many, many friends who adopted children in Hungary. This is a destiny. This can be a destiny. It doesn't need to be at the front somewhere and do big things. You already do big things for God, what you don't even realize you do. These small things are huge things in God's eyes. Maybe it's a new place where you have to move. I don't know, it's something. Just find that. It doesn't need to be preach the gospel to everyone. It's not about that. You can knock on the door if you want to do that. But there's a lot of way to do it. A lot of way. I just heard from a pastor saying that I never ever knocked on a door. And she's a pastor for 40, 50 years. And she said, I just get to know people around me, and then more and more and more, and then make friendship and relationship with each other. And then it turns out that I'm so different. I'm thinking differently. And they're just asking, why? What is the reason? And they said, this is why, because of Jesus, because I'm a Christian. This is already preaching the gospel. We have that freedom, and God can use us no matter how, what way, what we can't even imagine. But if we're stuck at the mountain, that will bring us down, and we won't see our destiny. We won't see that blessing which is in front of us. We won't see anything. We're just stuck in one place, waiting for whatever you're waiting, I don't know. But this is time when you have to move on. Amen. And this grieving time is over, because it has to be over. One day it has to be over, to be able to move, you know, forward and reach your destiny. Caleb and Joshua did. They were amazing. Joshua became a leader. This is how God used that heart which said, that was it. The slavery is over, is behind me. It's not in front of me anymore. In front of me, a God who's full with miracles. And don't forget, we have help here. We have the Bible. They didn't have the Bible. God said, I am who I am. And that was it. They follow a God who was I am. And we have these amazing stories in the Bible, full with miracles, which can help us to go through and able to reach our destiny. So just be the light in the world, because you're the light already. You don't even recognize that. And just pass through whatever you have to pass through. Or maybe just communicate with God again, where you really are, and just pour out your heart and asking to change me, to change my heart to a different direction, to able to stand up again, and again, and again, and again. And he will do, because he was with the Jews, and he will be with you as well, all the time. And he will fight for that fight for you. This is our God, and this is what he promised for us. As this is the whole story about, I think. It's about to feel again, leave everything behind, even if you were a slave for 400 years. It's very, very hard to move on from that kind of past. But some of them could do it. And this is a good example to do it, because you can do everything in Christ and you can stand up again. That was it. Thank you.